You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 26, Copacabana at the Copa by Barry Manilow. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. How about something a little more lighthearted? In this episode, we're taking a look at Barry Manilow's 1978 single, Copacabana at the Copa, a campy disco beat song with a story of murder, alcoholism, and insanity. We'll listen to the track and review its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow was born Barry Allen Pincus in Brooklyn, New York on June 17, 1946. At the age of two, Barry's father left the family, who had been living in the lower-income suburb of Williamsburg, and Barry took his mother's maiden name, Manilow. He began playing piano as well as accordion at the age of seven, and after graduating high school was accepted into the Juilliard School of Music, which he paid for by working in the mailroom of CBS. Shortly thereafter, Manilow was asked by CBS to be the musical director of their television show, Callback. Along with this opportunity, he also spent years writing, producing, and performing advertising jingles, including high-profile accounts like State Farm Insurance, Dr. Pepper, and McDonald's, among others. But it was his next opportunity that would land him in the public eye and launch his musical career. In 1971, Manilow met performer Bette Midler, who hired him as her pianist, arranger, and musical director. He was Midler's accompanist during her legendary New York City Gay Bathhouse tour, and the two would collaborate together on her first two albums. He would even get the opportunity to debut some of his original material at her Carnegie Hall show in the summer of 1972. His newfound fame would lead to a recording contract with Bell Records and the release of his first self-titled album in 1973. The album didn't sell well initially, and when Bell Records became Arista, legendary label manager Clive Davis asked Manilow to record a song entitled Brandy, a song that had been a hit in the UK for its writer Scott English. 2 years earlier, the band Looking Glass had a hit with Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, so Manilow changed the title of his song to Mandy and released it, which made it to number one in early 1975. After three more albums and as many years, Manilow released the album Even Now in 1978. Included on the album was a track that took 15 minutes to write and was intended to be a novelty song. The song, co-written with Jack Fledman and Bruce Sussman, would turn out to be one of Manilow's most memorable songs and earn him his only Grammy Award. That song was Copacabana at the Copa.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her ass. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copa? Copa Cabana. The hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copa. Copa Cabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. They fell in love.
The song tells the story of a showgirl named Lola and her boyfriend Tony, who's the bartender at the club where she dances. The song's easy-to-visualize narrative creates an image of the club, the characters, and the action so vividly, it's no wonder the song later evolved into a made-for-television movie and later a stage musical.
His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa?
The second verse of the song introduces Rico, a diamond-wearing, cold-blooded killer who puts one too many moves on Lola. Gunfire erupts at the club, and it isn't until the third verse that you find out who was killed. Incidentally, the Copacabana Club that the song uses as a setting is an actual New York club that gets its name from a southern district of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. The Latin feel of the song complements the South American mood.
Her name is Lola. She was a showgirl. But that was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco. But not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear. Faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she lost her mind.
In the third verse, we learn that Tony was indeed killed by Rico. It's 30 years later, the Copacabana has been turned into a disco, and Lola, racked with grief and guilt, has taken to the bottle. And as evidenced by the fact that she still wears her 30-year-old dance costume, she's gone crazy. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.